So, just what kinds of weapons are the Chinese hoping to buy from the Europeans? And can the technology they seek be made at home or just bought from another vendor? Kurt Campbell directs international security programs at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. During the Clinton administration, he was Deputy Assistant of Defense for Asian and Pacific Affairs. Thanks for being with us.
Terrific to be here with you.
China manufactures everything from straight pins to nuclear bombs. What military technology do European states have that they want?
China, over the last several years, has seen mounting increases in its military spending on a whole host of things. Primarily, it has invested in purchasing large numbers of ships, submarines, and aircraft, mostly from Russia. Where Chinese really lack capabilities are in the systems that are used to integrate military capabilities.
What is integrated military capability as you describe it?
It is at the intersection of military equipment and software and communications. The most difficult thing about a military platform is not how fast it flies, it's knowing where you are, where your enemy is, and where your supporting forces are. And what the United States has right now is what is often referred to as dominant battlefield awareness in terms of our understanding of the intelligence and overhead surveillance and capabilities. Much of this is what China lacks.
So even if, for example, the Chinese had 100 tanks against an adversary's 10 tanks, if the adversary with 10 tanks knows where the Chinese forces are and where other strategic considerations are, they have an advantage over the 100 tanks if they're driving blind.
That's accurate. It is also the case that China, for much of the last century, was a ground force, fought most of its wars and internal skirmishes through the use of ground forces. What the 21st century will be for China will be focusing more on power projection capabilities, air forces, navy, and the like. And those capabilities require much more investment in hardware and technology, and also a higher trained and more effective workforce. Accomplishing all of that is extraordinarily challenging. China's in the midst of that right now, and I think one of the things that we're seeing around the region is anxiety about the fact that China's military expansion is really outpacing all of its neighbors. In some cases, 3, 5, 10 to 1.
And is the European Union not as sensitive to this as the United States is because the European Union isn't a Pacific power?
I think that's one of the reasons. It is also the case that Europe sees very clearly that China is the dawning a strategic player of the 21st century, and they want to be taking advantage of the enormous economic and commercial and also political advantages that come from dealing with China. They see the fact that the United States will never be involved in military transactions with China, and France and other leading European states see an enormous opportunity to gain a strategic foothold in China.
Kurt Campbell directs international security programs at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.